We're talking today with Riley Blakely from the Ooliga FFA chapter, one of our National Proficiency Award winners here in 2012 at the National FFA Convention. Riley, congratulations, and tell me a little bit about your operation.
Well, I grew up in my parents' greenhouse, and I've always loved working in there and helping my parents. And when I was younger, I went to the farmer's markets with my mother, and that introduced me to the direct marketing. And I always knew that I wanted to be in that area of it. And as I grew older, I began to go to the farmer's markets and get my own plants and grow my own plants.
Now, was this an entrepreneurship or a placement?
No, this was an entrepreneurship. I purchased a greenhouse for my parents a few years ago, and then I've expanded from there.
So you're actually running your own greenhouse. What are you growing?
I grow various succulents, herbs, and vegetable plants, and a few perennials. I specialize in plants that you don't usually see. They're kind of uncommon.
So I guess that way keeps you from competing so much with the big boxes, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about how you market them.
Like I said, I go to the farmer's markets. I go about 3 a week, and they're in Tulsa. That's pretty much the only way that I market them. So,
would you use just word of mouth? You got, obviously, business cards. Do you the web at all?
Or? Yes, I do. Facebook is one of the major, almost everybody has a Facebook, and people can get to me through there. And they also send out a newsletter every week to my customers to inform them what I'm going to have that week.
Now, it varies obviously from season to season what you have available, right?
Yes, sir, it does. In my newsletter, I usually tell them what I'm going to have or what I'm not going to have. And then occasionally I'll have someone email me back and ask me if I can bring a certain plant for them that week.
You know, customer service is real important. I know you've learned that. What have you learned as you've gone through this process of really starting this up?
I've learned that the customers are the number one goal. You want to make them happy, and getting their input and getting what they want will make your customer happy. Therefore, your business will end up better.
FFA, I know, is a big part of your family's life. What's it meant to you?
FFA is my life. I've grown up in it, and I've continued to love it. This year, I was able to be the president at our cult conference, and I really want to be a state officer now. Like, that's my number one goal, is to become a state officer.
And then really, you know, what skills has FFA, you know, given you to help with your entrepreneurship?
It's probably given me the leadership skills to take stand and be the leader of my own project. That's probably one of the main things it's given me.